This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, both those pages interact one with another. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also check us out on our Facebook account, which is Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean on Facebook. Or my Twitter account is Bradley Dean 1, double E, Bradley Dean 1. If you'd like to call in at any time over the next hour, please do so. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, you've heard from the propagandists who are under the guise of the conservatives during the break here. And we listened to George W. Bush, and we also listened to Barack Hussein Obama. No difference, just color skin. That's it, friends. Just the color of the skin. That's all that's different. Same agenda goes on. Same team, friends. Same alliance with hell, which will be broken in Jesus' name. But aside of that, what are they talking about? They're talking about the inspiration of the police officers. And they're talking about, and of course, what they do is they love to condemn it in the North, and then they justify it in the South. In other words, you look at Barack Hussein Obama and the criminal that he is, the foreigner that he is to the American way, because he's attacking who we are. It's interesting to note he's talking about those five great Americans that were allegedly shot down, namely our men in blue, the police officers in Dallas. Now, it's also interesting to note that nobody's more responsible for inciting domestic insurrection against the police than this criminal and his administration, along with the likes of Hillary Clinton. And you just heard that little game between Bernie Sanders and now endorsing Hillary Clinton, friends. So you do need to understand there is no difference. They're all in it together. And now he's endorsing her. I mean, you want to talk about a confusing message, folks. It goes on and on and on and on. You can't trust a one of these criminals. And, folks, when you're looking at government, you do need to understand in so many different ways, in so many different facets, and going to the actions of those that call themselves our representatives. Folks, this is foreign to American representation through our government, through that God-ordained institution. I mean, it's just so backwards. I don't know what to say at times when I get on the radio. It's just so telling. Isn't it interesting when you begin to look at how he's talking now, Barack Hussein Obama, about, you know, our men in blue and those brave, courageous Americans? Folks, who's inciting, again, this domestic insurrection? Who's inciting the police officers against our, the people against our police officers? More than Barack Hussein Obama. Because I don't know of one. Hillary Clinton, Mark Dayton in our backyard, friends. These are the ones that are responsible for inciting violence against our police officers. There's no way you can get away from the facts. Because, again, friends, facts are stubborn things. But this is what we hear. And, again, this is coming from the conservatives, friends. This is what they're telling you. And you're supposed to take it for face value that whatever they say must be true. It's also interesting to note that at the end of that commercial, right before we just jumped on, they started talking about violence by cops against blacks. And yesterday I spent a little time through a USA crime statistics from 2015 sharing the truth with you as to what the statistics truly are. Folks, blacks killed by whites are 2%. Let me say that again. Blacks killed by whites, less than 2%. Blacks killed by police, 1%. So what they're doing is they're taking the truth and they're upending the truth and they're giving it to you opposite of what the truth is. So the blacks killed by police is less than 1%. But I mean, the way that it's coming from this administration and the state-controlled narrative is you'd think that every cop in America is just way off base and they are hungry for the blood of black men and black women. Untrue. Untrue, friends. Whites killed by police, 3%. So more whites are killed by the police than blacks are. Again, blacks killed by whites, I'm sorry, blacks killed by police, 1%. Okay? Whites killed by police, 3%. But that's not what they're magnifying to the state-controlled narrative because it doesn't work. Because you're not going to get the whites to divide against the whites. And see, folks, if you're going to be a spiritual man or a spiritual woman in Jesus Christ, you need to walk about blind. And by the way, if you're an American, you notice how Lady Justice, friends, her eyes, she has a blindfold on. Because it's not the color of your skin, but the content of your character. And everybody's judging by what the state-controlled narrative says. And then they go along to get along. And then when these atrocities happen, they stand back, throw their hands up in the air and say, "What just happened?" And then when the state-controlled narrative comes in, they tell you what they want you to believe happened, when in fact the opposite is true. Blacks killed by whites, 2%. Blacks killed by police, 1%, America. Whites killed by police, 3%. Whites killed by whites, 16%. Whites killed by blacks, listen to this, 81%. Whites killed by blacks, 81%. Blacks killed by blacks, here you really have it, 97%. Blacks killed by blacks, 97%. And furthermore, what we need to do is we need to go to the core of the issue. Why is anybody getting shot at by the police in the first place? When you look at the crimes that are going on today, especially, again, with the state-controlled narrative, if you look behind the curtain, you'll find that in many cases, those that are being shot down by the police were actually the ones that were aggressing or the aggressors towards the police violently. And that's exactly what we find almost every given time one of these killings take place. But why is it that we just take it for face value? We can no longer do that, friends. We need to look at the facts before we form an opinion concerning judgment and justice in this situation. But America, you're allowing the state-controlled narrative to set itself in the face of truth. In an attempt to tear down the truth, in an attempt to put darkness for light and light for darkness, evil for good and good for evil, Isaiah 5:20, completely upside down, friends. And again, you need to understand that when you look at dictators of the past, namely the tyrant from King George across the pond, last week we were spending some time on the crimes that he committed during the 4th of July. And what was it? Four times more. Domestic insurrection. Who was creating the domestic insurrection? The tyrant was. And this is what dictators do over and over and over and over again. Now listen, I got this letter that I want to read. It was a post. And when I found it, I thought, you know what? That's worthy of a post right there. That's totally worthy of a post. And I'm going to read that off on the air because I think people need to understand what's going on. We also realize, and I'm not saying that you don't understand America. I'm just simply saying that, folks, you need to understand who's responsible for what's going on. We see the President of the United States of America, people in this country are now awaiting his decision as to what he's going to do about guns. Folks, it's not his decision. This outlaw is not above the law. Folks, they're ruled by the Constitution and the enumerated laws. They are not above it. Folks, they are ruled by it. That's what makes them our representatives, as long as we're all ruled by the same law. Be right back.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of Liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com. Informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Talking about the criminal in the White House, along with those that are aligning themselves with them, folks. I mean, these people have sold their souls for a little temporary gain. A temporary gain. Life is but a vapor, folks. A flash in the pan. A grass that withers soon enough, friends. You ask anybody that's 80 and 90 years old what it was like when they were 5, 6 years old, they'll say it was just like yesterday. These people have sold their soul for a temporary satisfaction. And even if it may be satisfaction, they still have to live with the wrath of God that abides upon the children of disobedience. And we're seeing this on a daily basis. And folks, I also want people to understand that when you listen to this radio show, that should I keep back my opinions at such a time, which are based on the principles found in the Bible, through fear of giving offense, and offense meaning in Webster's 1828, that which offends God, not the other way around, America? Should I consider myself as guilty of treason towards my country and an act of disloyalty towards the majesty of heaven, which I revere above all earthly kings? Folks, and I want to remind you that in this country, we don't have a king. This is not a monarchy. And folks, what we're seeing is we're seeing arbitrary government act out on a daily basis, which, in fact, they are violating the law, which makes them, every single one that violates the law, it makes them an outlaw. You do need to understand that. Now, what I was talking about during the first segment, I was talking about the lies coming from George W. Bush, who's just responsible for what's going on in this country, is Barack Hussein Obama. No difference but between the two of them, except the color of their skin. That's all. Same agenda. Same deal-making. Trying to establish a new world order since September 11th. Folks, it's happened way, it proceeded way before that, the process, friends. They've been trying to do this for a long, long time, but the fact of the matter is we're seeing it progress quite a bit since September 11th, 2001. I want you to know that the Constitution is not an instrument for the government to restrain the people, in which they are doing today. It's an instrument for the people to restrain the government, lest it come to dominate our lives and interests. Is that what's happening? You better bet your bottom dollar it is. Now, again, during the last segment, I said right before the break, this president, the American people, for some reason, a handful of useful idiots, little communists, good little communists, are waiting for the president of the United States to come forth with more illegal executive orders concerning the right to bear arms. Folks, I want you to understand that when you read the Bill of Rights, folks, the Bill of Rights or the Bill of Thou Shall Nots to those that serve we the people. But again, friends, if you don't know the difference, you don't know the difference. Okay? I want you to understand that this president, the next president, the president after that, the president after that, and all those that preceded understood what I'm about to tell you. Folks, you have a right to bear arms, and the right to bear arms shall not be infringed or violated. They have no business whatsoever trying to disarm you. Now, I found this post, and I want you to listen carefully, because this is the right heart in which every American should take what's going on in this country. For the most part, I'll highlight it in just a moment. This is the letter. President Barack Hussein Obama, before you try that gun grab, I have a warning for you. So help me God. President Barack Hussein Obama, on the behalf of all true Americans, I want to inform you that we will not follow your unconstitutional executive order. And by the way, friends, there's a witness of the Holy Ghost even now. We, the American people, have no other recourse than to resort to civil disobedience. We have no representatives in Washington, D.C. who will stand, and the Supreme Court has failed us as well. You have embraced violent protest movements in America such as Occupy Wall Street and Black Lives Matter. We are not lowering ourselves to that despicable progressive socialist rules for radicals model. We the people are telling you, Mr. President, and you corrupting the government, no. We're telling you, no. We will not be sending you emails and social media posts as well as calling our White House to say one word. And if we do, that one word is going to be this. No. And if you persist and take a course of action the same as you have in the past, as Xerxes, we will give you a two-word response. Molen Leib. Whoo! Molen Leib. That's the response to tyranny, America. Molen Leib. Come and take it. America, this is the spirit of America. I go on with this letter. This is your final year as president of the United States, so let us come to an agreement. You leave us alone and we, the American people, will let you stay and finish your term. He is wrong here, but I'll hit that in a moment. Heed these words of counsel. Our American blood is descended from men and women who rejected tyranny. So shall we honor their memory. If you do not wish to honor your oath to the Constitution and protect us, we shall protect ourselves. And never forget the oath we American warriors take is to support domestic and foreign enemies. He said, I beseech you, do not come down on the wrong side of American history. Do not come out in the East Room and issue these executive orders, which you know very well are not constitutional. America is a constitutional republic, not a constitutional monarchy, and we are not ruled by edict. We have a system of checks and balances, separation of powers, and co-equal branches of government. If you cannot govern this nation according to its principles and established laws, then tell us so. And this nation, according to its principles and established laws, will kindly vacate as we tell you to get out of that office. Nothing you are proposing by this executive action has any relevance to recent incidents. You've released countless criminals, and now you wish to restrict law-abiding citizens and their rights to keep and bear arms? Go to your hometown in Chicago. Take a walk this evening in Washington, D.C., or go up to Baltimore if you want to rectify gun violence. But as a proud gun owner, husband, dad of two daughters, the third of four generations of American combat veterans, a former member of the United States Congress, and an American, I'm telling you simply, Mr. President, to stand down. America, what happens when all 318 million of you stand up and say, stand down? What happens when you mean what you say, America? What happens to the tyrants that mean to rule the roost? Hey, folks, I want to tell you how much support they have. They have so much support that they need to tear down the walls to bring in illegals to violate you, America. What are you talking about? Well, you are aware, America, that Barack Hussein Obama released FOIA documents. 165,900 convicted criminal illegals were released into the United States by Barack Hussein Obama and the Homeland Security. This is the administration that means to disarm you, America. Do I need to say it again? It's this administration that released 165,900 convicted criminal illegals released into the United States by Barack Hussein Obama and the Homeland Security. And we already know that Barack Hussein Obama has appointed the fox to overlook the chicken coop with Muslim Brotherhood terrorist-tied individuals. Why is he trying to disarm you? That's why. And by the way, folks, maybe this is why we're beginning to see on a national level, I've been getting these emails coming in, these Facebook live feeds, that, folks, there are sightings of the UN in military equipment in the United States of America. Maybe this will explain some of the things that were talked about back in June, in May, in April, friends. Concerning all of this military action going on in the United States of America, if they were just to turn the lights on, friends, what's going to happen? You're going to freak out. But what if they do it incrementally and just continuously turn the lights up on what's going on? And folks, what's happening to the American people is they're not taking the pieces of the puzzle and putting them together and say, wait a second, that's what they're doing. Folks, it's easy to see what's going on. And I'm talking about Jade Helm. I'm talking about what's going on. I'm talking about now, while the Navy SEALs are being sent over to the Middle East, you have this criminal in the White House tearing down your borders and even illegally bringing in foreign Muslims that are radicalized, friends, and they are your sworn enemies. This is the administration that means to disarm you. Hey, folks, sonsoflibertymedia.com, Obama releases five more Guantanamo Bay prisoners in the middle of the night. This was back in 2014. And, folks, he just did it again last week. Why would he be releasing all of these Guantanamo Bay terrorist-tied radical Muslims back into the population, folks? Why do you suppose he would be doing something like that? And furthermore, why is it no president from the past is piping out against the crimes of this administration towards we the people? Because there is no difference. There is no difference. Hey, friends, let me go to Patrick Henry really quick. He's the guy that said, guard with jealous attention the public liberty. Suspect everyone who approaches that jewel. Unfortunately, nothing will preserve it but downright force. And whenever you give up that force, you are inevitably ruined. Hey, America, it would be good for us to study the past. Because if we study the past, we can understand the future. If we study the past, the future does not have to repeat itself. I know no way of judging of the future, said Patrick Henry, but by the past. And friends, it's happening all over again. We need to stop this.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My name is Jay. I'm 26 years of age, and I just want to thank the makers of the One Old Whey protein powder. After having chronic abdominal pain and pressure for months, I was diagnosed with ulcerative colitis. The medical doctor told me there was nothing I could do to treat it. other than taking pain and nausea medication. Then I came across an ad for One World Whey on the radio and read the claims that it can help with all types of inflammation. I took the One World Whey protein powder every day for a month, and the chronic pain and pressure sensations went away completely. And I never took the pain or nausea meds. To this day, my intestines are free of pain.
Nature is kind. When we consume foods we're designed to eat, then she gives back health when it was once lost. One World Whey consistently supports the body's production of glutathione and overall repair. Glutathione stops inflammation, removes heavy metals, and toxins of all kinds. When inflammation is gone, the body can complete its healing process. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee, so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to add to, take away, content, or just throw something out on the table for everybody to listen to, you have 53 countries listening, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. We're talking about how Barack Hussein Obama wants to come forth with another illegal executive order, friends. They're unconstitutional. He is deriving this authority out of thin air. He's deriving his authority out of the ignorance of the American people that do not know the difference. I would just simply say this to anybody that would believe that, you know, what you're saying is just not true. Well, then prove the opposite. We're to judge men by their fruit, not by what they say. And what he says, he does the exact opposite. So therefore, if we're going to judge him by his fruit, guess what? Don't even bother calling in and making a fool out of yourself. And by the way, that letter that I wrote that was a post today was from none other than Alan West. But he's right on. America, are you sick of being sick and tired? Because I am. I've been sick and tired for a long time. Especially when it comes down to what we're dealing with today. I mean, what is the Obama legacy, friends? Tyranny. I mean, he's a foreigner. We know that. The intelligence agencies, friends across the globe, know that he's a foreign agent. He's a foreigner. He's acting outside of the scope of the authority given to him by the American people concerning the Declaration of Independence. Again, remember, he derives his just powers from the consent of we the people. He has no right legislating against the people and the laws established. We're a republic, not a democracy, but he has you attempting to you to cause you to believe that we're a democracy when we're not. And that's the problem. If the American people understood their foundations, he could have never, ever in a million years came in and fundamentally transformed America, which he still hasn't, friends. If the American people would simply stand up and be the law that God has called them to be, amen, hallelujah. If I was in a black church, they'd all be saying, bring it down, Brother Dean. Oh, I can hear him. What's the Obama legacy, friends? He's a criminal. Come on, let's call it for what. Hey, conservatives, quit being a bunch of pacifists. Quit being a bunch of capitulating cowards. Okay, because that's all America sees is you playing into the hands. You're still trying to patty cake with someone that means to destroy your country. You're still 7¾ years late on questioning what's his problem. Why doesn't he like us, folks? He hates your guts. And again, when you go to Leviticus 26, you know exactly why he hates your guts. America, you've left off God. And God said this is what he was going to do in judgment. And this is what you have. An effeminate, sodomite, pansy, foreigner that you are submitting to. In America, if you stand down and do nothing about what's going on, you deserve exactly what you get. It's just how it is. That's a fact. AccuJack. What is the Obama legacy, America? War on veterans? He's been attacking your vet since day one, American. You've let him do that. War on freedom. As a matter of fact, he's even gone so far to attempt to empower the all five atheists in the United States of America to have the Christian crosses removed from the heads of our fallen. To your own shame. What's the Obama legacy? Tyranny. Lawlessness. He's a devil. He came to steal, kill, and destroy. End of story. John 10:10. A war on vets, which means a war on your freedoms, which are blood bought. A war against the Christian heritage in America? That's his objective? The war against the United States Constitution? You've seen this since day one. The war against the Bill of Rights. And this is the guy that wants to disarm you. A war against patriots. We can see that what's going on in Oregon right now, friends. In federal custody right now for standing up against the tyrannical acts of Hillary Clinton and Mr. Harry Reid for committing the act of treason as they stole away their lands to sell to the Chinese and the Russians. And you know it, furthermore. And they're in prison right now. And what are you doing, America? Oh, I better turn my television off. I better take this stuff serious. Yeah, you better, because sooner or later, friends, it's going to be you in federal prison. And this all reminds me of what Mr. Martin Niemöller said when he said that when they came... Hang on one second. We're doing live radio here. Martin Niemöller said, first they came for the socialists... And I didn't speak out. And why didn't he speak out? Because he wasn't a socialist. Then they came for the trade unionist, and I didn't speak out because I was not a trade unionist. Hey, friends, I can tell you right now, prophetically, a whole lot of you are going to be sitting behind bars one day, and this is what's going to echo in your ears because you fail to respond to what you see in front of your face. You know what? The Bible tells us we're supposed to walk by faith, not by sight. Hey, the Lord has shown extra mercy, folks, by giving you eyes to see what's going on in front of your face. Now what's your excuse? Martin Niemöller said that they came for the Jews and I didn't speak out because I was not a Jew. Then they came for me and there was none left to speak out for me. Exactly. That's the end aim. See, because what you need to understand, and the bad guys need to understand, that when they're done doing what they do, just like God did with Nebuchadnezzar, what he did is he then judged Nebuchadnezzar twofold, just like the Lord does concerning every dictator of the past. And notice I said the past. They're not here anymore, are they, friends? Nope. Because once the chastisement or the judgment, you pick Deuteronomy 30:19, once the chastisement is over with or the judgment is proceeded, friends, then they are dealt with. See, so they think that they're getting won over on the things of God, Isaiah 14, when in fact they are not. They are falling slowly but surely into the pit that they themselves have dug. And if it's untrue, all of you that harass my ministry illegally, you cowards, then go ahead and look at the past. But again, of course, you don't want to look at the past because then you would have to repent to understand what I'm trying to tell you. Your sin is before a just and a holy God. And let me tell you something. God is not mocked for whatever a man sows. That shall he also reap, Galatians 6. He said, they came for me and there was none left to speak out for me. This is all coming from Mr. Niemöller, Martin Niemöller, who was taken during the time of Hitler. And you know who he blamed? He blamed the Christian Protestant churches for not doing enough to stop Adolf Hitler. It's the same thing happening today, friends. They're just going along to get along. As a matter of fact, what you're seeing, folks, you're seeing them complicit with the crimes of this devil in the White House. That's what you're seeing. I mean, I shared with you last week, friends, blessed Ramadan, 1,800 signs. Folks, of course, they're not all posted. You can only see a handful of them out there, but they want to embellish that by saying, well, there's 1,800 signs out there. No, there's not. There's a handful of them out there, but the handful of them that have enough disrespect for this country in which is blood bought, not knowing that they fought against the very ideologies that they themselves are not only now tolerating, but advocating. They're enemies to America, friends. But this is what the church is doing today. They're giving way to your enemies that mean to take you out, America, which again is a perfect sign of judgment. So what is the legacy of Barack Hussein Obama? The one that means to disarm you, friends. Well, again, the war against patriots, the war against we the people, the war against life itself. Nobody's advocated the murder of the innocent in the womb more than this devil in the White House. In America, you have devilishly went along to allow him to do the things that he does. The war against immorality. Hey, folks, I'm sorry, morality. And noteworthy, too, not just to zero in on the babies in the womb, but also even to advocate moral perversion concerning and in attempting to empower transgenders and homosexuals against your children in Target stores, along with the CEOs that went along to get along. Right? Remember, don't forget this one. Barack did say to the North Carolina people that, listen, we're not going to give you any of your tax dollars if you don't basically submit to our tyrannical ways concerning the transgenders, not knowing that Chad Severance, who was a child pedophile, he was the one that was actually heading up the gender-neutral bill. So that's who Barack Hussein Obama was attempting to empower. Folks, the man is sick in his mind. The man is a devil. Do you understand? And soon enough, he's going to be exactly where he deserves to be. But we can lawfully set that appointment, friends, way up. Now, what is the legacy of Barack Hussein Obama? What is it? The war against family, the war against women, the war against the children, as I just stated. Again, the war on freedom, the war on unity, the war on peace. Hey, folks, the peace that passeth all understanding. Jesus said, I give you a peace, not that the world gives you. You'll have a peace in him that passeth all understanding. Well, what does that mean? How is it that you profess Christians out there can actually say that you're at peace in this world that's at war with God? And by the way, that war that is waged against God is secondary, aimed at mankind. You do need to understand you don't go one without the other. The war against God is the war against mankind, and that's exactly what this administration has done since day one, along with the helps of Mr. George W. Bush. And for those that did not know, going against the war against the children, a war against the family, so on and so forth, you do need to understand that George W. Bush advocated the gay agenda more than Barack Hussein Obama did, to a certain point. It wasn't publicized at that particular point, okay, or during that time. So, what is the legacy of Barack Hussein Obama? This is the guy that wants to disarm you, America. And you're going to tell me that he's one of us, first of all? And number two, you're going to go ahead and just go ahead and relinquish your God-given rights and say, oh, go ahead, take my guns. Hey, America, let me say this real clear. I want you to listen to me carefully. Do not disarm. Let me say it again, America. Do not disarm. This is illegal. It is unconstitutional. I told you it was going to come to this many, many moons ago. Okay, I'm being a little funny here, but I'm not. I'm kind of backhanding stupidity right now. Do not disarm, America. You have the rights given unto you by God to be an armed people. Read the Bill of Rights, the Second Amendment. And you can rest assured, friends, that this administration is going to attempt to go out and make an example out of some of the people that are saying don't disarm. Just rest assured, friends. It doesn't matter what he does. Hey, folks, if you haven't found a reason to die, you haven't found a reason to live. I mean, that is the very essence of who we are as a Christian people by bearing our cross. And I want to tell you something, where there's real faith, there is the process of the cross right then and there. And what is the purpose of the church? To bring light to the world, to give answers to the world, and I just gave you the answers that you needed. Do not disarm, America. We're going to take a quick break, be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Patty Varr. I'm from Glen Allen, Alaska. I just wanted to thank Bradley Dean and his family for coming in May in our community, and I really appreciate and love the message that they give.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771. For a free consultation, that's 800-831-0771.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
I was taught that if you're wicked, you go to hell and suffer eternal fiery torment forever and ever. Is that what the Bible really says? What if you found out that nobody's burning in hell right now? We built a website for the curious. It's called thebiblesaysthat.org. What you've been taught might not actually be in the Bible. Thebiblesaysthat.org dismantles misguided religious doctrines and helps you find your own way, your own answers straight from the Bible. Find out what's hot and what's not at thebiblesaysthat.org.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Final segment, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Talking about what Barack Hussein Obama is attempting to do right now, America. Never let a good crisis go to waste. Yeah, who's creating all those crises? Yesterday I proposed a question to you, America, and in other countries that are listening. Who's creating out of this chaos? Who is creating all of it? How much of it is legit? We have busted crisis actors time and time and time again concerning all of these crises that take place. Man, they sure get around, don't they? They sure do. I mean, folks, I have a whole list of the crimes committed against we the people by this administration. You know, I had shared with you earlier about how many he released. Do you know that I have a new number in front of me right now? Because what I'm asking you, America, is it a foreign third world dictator that released 179,027 illegal felons onto the streets, endangering the lives of the American people? Releasing terrorists from Guantanamo Bay, we have been told, only to be released again onto the American people, tearing down the walls so illegals can come into the United States. Why? Because he doesn't have the support within. But folks, again, going back, this is the guy that wants to, I think he's a guy, this is the criminal that wants to disarm you through illegal executive orders. America, do not disarm. I'll say it over and over and over and over again, America. Do not disarm. Hey, folks, when they act in contrast, in direct contrast, with a continuous history of warring against who we are as a people, either you're going to remove him or else the gun will be removed. Right? And when I think about what America is submitting to on a daily basis by even tolerating the crimes of this administration, it blows one's mind. Guard with jealous attention the public liberty. Suspect everyone who approaches that jewel. Let me give you the rest of that quote that I started with during the beginning of the show. Unfortunately, nothing will preserve it but downright force. Your government knows that, friends. I'm sorry, the foreign government today understands that in America. That's why they use force against innocent people. Just ask Lavoie Finicum. Just ask innocent people, folks, that they have to take out of the way. And yet they justify the crime that they commit. And then they condemn the righteous. Because the righteous expose them for their crimes against the innocent. I go on. Liberty, the greatest of all earthly blessings, give us the precious jewel, and you may take everything else. Guard with jealous attention the public liberty, suspect everyone who approaches that jewel. Huh. Did you know that he said at the end of that quote, the great object is that every man may be armed? I bet you didn't know that, did you? Patrick Henry said, everyone who is able might have a gun. A speech to the Virginia Ratifying Convention, June 5th, 1776. Folks, I'm giving you quotes from your forefathers that established the freedoms in which you have today through their sacrifice. This is pretty crazy stuff, isn't it? Did you know that when he gave the Give Me Liberty or Give Me Death speech at the Second Virginia Convention at St. John's Church in Redmond, Virginia, March 23rd, 1779? This is what he said. He said, it is vain to extenuate the matter. Gentlemen may cry, peace, peace. America, don't listen to the conservatives and the counterfeit Christians that are telling you that everything is okay, because it's not okay. When they cry, peace, peace, don't go back to sleep. Just understand the word of God, and you'll understand what Jesus rebuked, because there you have it. Patrick Henry said, gentlemen may cry, peace, peace, but there is no peace. The war has actually begun. America, if you're waiting for a revolution to begin, I was given information at the beginning of this administration, at the very beginning, that it has already begun. The American people just didn't know the difference. That was from the inside out, friends. Patrick Henry said, the next gale that sweeps from the north will bring to our ears the clash of resounding arms. Our brethren are already in the field. Why stand we here idle? What does the gentleman wish? What is it that those that cry peace, peace, what do you wish for? What would you have? Is life so dear or peace so sweet as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery? America, if you're lucky at the end of the day. I mean, there's a whole lot of death in the wake of this administration since day one. Is life so dear or peace so sweet as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery? Forbid it, said Patrick Henry. Almighty God, I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death. That's pretty extreme. Yes, it is. You know what's really, to me, it's one of those things. It's just one of those unthinkables. There's so much common sense that contradicts this unthinkable. Here, let me lay it out for you, and you can do the mind work here. Isn't it interesting that our forefathers, when there was war, they were the first ones to go? And if the cause was so righteous, others would get behind them. Now what they do in America today, forgetting their heritage, forgetting the footsteps in which that we are to walk, now what they do is they just create war, and then they pick and they cherry pick your kids, and then they throw them overseas to fight unconstitutional wars so they can make money for the military complex industry. Why? I don't know. Isn't that something, how that works? Matter of fact, friends, just going back to, I'm just on this bunny trail right now. If you go back to the 60s, all the way up until Vietnam, remember that war criminal Johnson who reversed the orders right after Kennedy was assassinated so he could make a lot of money for the military and industrial complex? Remember that? Yeah. Isn't it interesting that when the numbers of those that were being drafted, when it was the sons of those those that were being drafted in Congress, all of a sudden the war had to stop. But before that, it was okay. I mean, just forget about the 58,000 21 men and women that fought and bled in that unconstitutional war that are still trying to figure out what it was all about. But America, you let Congress send them. And I'm trying to highlight the fact that before, if there was a righteous war, they were the first ones to go. Now they just cherry pick your kids and then they come back in boxes. And somehow or another, you think there's honor in that. I mean, are you not paying attention to every step and every... Hey, by the way, the current wars that they have us in now, friends, that they have your kids in now, isn't it interesting, friends, that that war was only supposed to last for six months? I mean, after America attacked a nation that never did a thing to us in Iraq. Oh, that's not what I heard. Nope, I know, and you got it directly from who? Come on, jump on the air with me, and you got that directly from who? Because you're going to prove my point, and you're straining at a gnat while you swallow the camel. If the American people would quit just going along with everything, they wouldn't be doing the things that they're doing today. There's two purposes of government, not 2 million purposes, and all of the burden is laid on the backs of the American people, and the American people are still trying to figure out what's going on.
That's exactly right. And that's why we always say at the Sons of Liberty, we have a job to do. We're not leaving it up to someone else to do something about our country. We are taking responsibility for our own nation and making sure that the truth is wrung out from the housetops. You're not going to find another ministry across America that's preaching the black and white truth like this ministry is, day in and day out. We are preaching it from the housetops, giving forth the truth, and making sure that as many people as possible come to the light, which is only found in Christ, by the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. So if you would like to be a part of this, we cannot emphasize enough that we cannot do what we do without the support of faithful sons and daughters of liberty. What sons and daughters of liberty are, they're people just like us who say, listen, I am tired of the way that our country is going. I do not want to see these types of things taking place in America today. I want America to be restored back to the founding principles that made it great, going back to the Bible and the Constitution. And if you say, listen, I want this message to be heard in every church, every part of the United States, and even internationally in 53 countries, everybody needs to hear this message because it's straight from the Word of God. Please support this work. It's simple as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. You click on that little button that says become a son or daughter of liberty. All you have to do is scroll down, look at the different levels of membership. Each level of membership actually comes with a wonderful package that you'll get. You'll also get a beautiful certificate saying that you are a son of liberty or a daughter of liberty. And what that is, it's just a reminder for you to say, listen, I'm supporting the truth. I want to do something about the problems that I see because it really does suck to be a spectator, and spectators never change anything in America. So please get off your butt right now. Go to that computer, look in line, say, listen, this is what I want to do. I'm tired of sitting down, all that kind of stuff, and become a son or daughter of liberty today.
Is this crazy, folks? Again, I'm on Patrick Henry today. Listen to what he said. He said, Caesar had his Brutus, Charles I had his Cromwell, and George III, talking about the tyrant across the pond, the speaker cried out treason during the time that he said this. He said, may profit by their example. If this be treason, Patrick Henry said, make the most out of it. In other words, deal with the tyrants lawfully. Ecclesiastes 12:13. Let's hear the whole conclusion. When all is heard, fear God and keep his commandments. But this is the whole duty of man. We'll be right back in 23.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.